This morning I'm turning to the book of Numbers, chapter 21. I read you from verse 4 to 9. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul looteth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, among the people, and they bit the people, and much of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon the pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld a serpent of brass, he lived. So this morning, this is a passage we want to think about for our morning gospel. And our subject is the serpent of brass. Now, okay, we say, number C 21 na makan na asome be jam so ye cobre owo aye de cobre aye na ye de e bible ma cobre ni sa it is serpent of brass or the brass serpent. And you know that this part of the Bible records the journeys of the people of Israel when God delivered them from the land of Egypt to go to the Canaan land. And this occasion, they were attacked by fiery serpents. The American said, "In some way, I can't hold them. I can't somewhere. I actually babu my fire is right. I'm my young people. I do a di most di omeni di omu fi Egypt. Ah, no di omu ko Boshia sa asu efen Kina land. You know, na as somewhere I can hear. I did see here or sa akunti odi mu. Emra our war man no." A bro woman be attack your woman. And we know that the Bible tells us these serpents were so their poison was so deadly and painful that we are told in verse 16 that when they bit these people, much of the people died. Many of them died out of the poison and deadly poison of this serpent. And we are told that for this serpent bite, the poisonous bite to be cured, God told Moses to make the similar serpent of brass, put it on a pole, to hang it on a pole, so that anyone who is bitten, when he looks on the pole, then the poison, the effect of the poison is gone, and that he will not also die, that he lives. But you know that in the New Testament, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ told us in John chapter 3, 14 to 15, he said that, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So here we see the Lord Jesus Christ making a parallel application, making it an analogy of what happened in the wilderness concerning this remedy God gave to the people of Israel when they were bitten by the serpent. And the cure they had and the good effect they had on them, he parallels it with his own crucifixion, the cross of Calvary, and the blessings that is to come to all sinners. So he made the poisonous substance from the snake to stand in, like to refer to the sinfulness in us. So that's what we are going to think about this morning. The cure that the Lord Jesus procured for us against the poison of sin in us. And this application is so wonderful, and it helps us reflect on the event that happened. And that's how the Bible is. The other ones that we don't have direct applications from in the New Testament is the same thing. They were real events that happened. Some are types and figures. Some are also to be made application of to themes of grace. And the air kind of said, Tama Israel for enemy, I say, and what they call me, Yahupon, Emma Moses, almost by Yahupon Moses, Yahupon Moses, so on far on your name, and what now be, but on far cobre, don't find your name. No one saying a postal, a queen is a frank idea. No one saying so, no, the sense who are one of the cow now, who are at all, no share, frank idea, no sooner, she cobbler or one, no one to poison, no, a war, a brother, and a war, or one more about no nepo, and a woman who are a cow so, not a funeral. I'm sure all of us know snakes that we have. A poisonous snake. There are some snakes that are not poisonous. My days we are told they were poisonous. And I make us say, you have New Testament, so yes, Christ, or by, you know. Or the infatu who be to say, or John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, say, said the Moses, Opeja, Cobre, a one over, Srenus, umbrellas, a poet, two serpent, you know, back on Samson, or no, so, or see a pejano, a costro, now be a better, no. Or betting with you know, on your own, or being a downfall. I guess you have used to add it, or decide you see your own draft walk into your monana, a warning, or one to come one day who are two mono, no one of the shesa, mostly, cobra or one of the two, or there are two or only one or by the winner, the universe saying, I send you an answer. Sir, what about Shannon? The same is my for share, cobra wuna, Munyan, Kano, Munu, some as one answer, Yan Swab, one in tea, mono. Ah. Or see a cosay, we see a shano, near the red tuna soa. One name is sooner we muno and also buckle. Now, because I saw, in fact, one is used to hear at the 2 years, and no one pay a best year share, and yet I see a miss met here, because if a chayan and send me bread fire, any uncle, any uncle, now in whom is my bonnet, said yes, yeah. So, our first thing we think about this is that. The passage tells you, and Holy Spirit tells us that death is caused by sin. The Ayashe Edikai was in some four money, the excuse to what the two who changed said, a woe, one in ID, a woba. Death is caused by sin. Now let's look at the kind of sin they support had. We move on. Verse 45. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged. Because of the way the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have we brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither there is any water, and our soul noted this light bread. So we see the a sin of lust and discontentment in these people. The who said, "One year now go away, Samri, a bit deal almost so, yeah. I call no bunny, and then in year, Omoni, and then so the Rabbi I am home." Why are we saying? Because look at this people, you were suffering in Egypt as slaves. God sent Moses to deliver you with a high hand. All the punishment that went to the people of Egypt, none of them happened to you. And also, the Red Sea, the miraculous, I mean, crossing where all the heavy army of Pharaoh died. And also, along the way, how God has kept them with a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire so that none is able to attack them. And he has also cleared their way from. In the desert, there were so many wild animals who attacked them. But then he cleared them from all these things. And at the point, they asked for bread. He gave them the manna. They asked for water. He fed. He gave them water. Anything they asked, God never. Even they asked in out of anger and discontent, and God gave to them. And again, these people at this time were still lustful for things that were not right, and also were discontent of their way. The way they were going, it was God who was directing them. But they were discontented. They failed. They discouraged by the way. Why are they discouraged? You did not save yourself from Egypt. Neither are you did not. You are not directing yourself to the wilderness. Why are they discouraged? Well, we cannot go back. But in chapter 20, we are told that there was a shortcut from where they were through the land of Edom to the other side where they will easily get to the Canaan land. But when Moses sent message to the king of Edom, he said that no, they will not allow them any passage. They even brought an army to stand against them. So they have to go round the whole land of Edom, and that's where they became disturbed and they were troubled. If you look at the land, the map, see that they were a point, they have to go down like this. So from Queen Street, they have to go almost a circle to back again almost where they were. So they were so discouraged. But we see that they were discontented and that they felt that it was God and Moses who were making them to suffer. And then another thing that they also did was that even the food that God has given them, the manna, look at how they said, this light bread, and they chose it, Adriani Jinja. It's so sad. And that is, it's a picture. It's a picture of each one of us. We are, by every discontentment we have in life, is because of sin. We are never satisfied with anything. We are never satisfied with anything. And every, all the time, if you have this tomorrow, you need another thing and all that. And it's because of sin. And so, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. But in case you are a son of Bible question. So God, who never lacks a means to punish sin. Sometimes sinners think that God lacks a means to punish. Because they may do the same sin for a long time and we are not caught. Well, I am wise and I continue. But then God never lacks the means to punish sin. He has his own means. He may punish by illness, by death, by loss, whatever. But when it comes, if we are not Christians and we are not observing the ways of God, we may not be saved, but it comes to us. The Ekani said, Yankupon na suma Moses so nko yi omo ene ebi na so twen ko de ba Egypt for so no ebi anka omo owi enzo je Red Sea no ni twem ku na e won aso ah Egypt a soja fo omo de omo ti ni fero omo nya no enso ni fa omo omo ko enzo no yankupon bo omo ban o de munun ku mu ana yeja ade san no de di omo ti ade chen so a munku mu a a kata almost swam a reality on mobile studio which won't home or bomb by obeying to me and be at our kill. In a or do mukoy and or some so more castle from the omo or momo mana. A janium which me, the bit me have so mumo do mudi cha a print to any ya. Cousins to come to omo or info no movies are sa in sure name, a jenny. Omo de bufos in the business. I'm going to be yam omo. But I bet you some reno, omo da so, AS also a demo. Even Omuka almost say, a quino, I have a portion of some fast, almost say, what do you do? A woman, the question, what day, but you have a portion of some fast. If then I were a quite yet, yeah, I'm going to be fast. Why? Until Moses catcher, Edom, was not a proof of any domo, or some chimuan, some alco, in a assassin. Or catcher on him and say, oh, yeah, we came up, my young foul cool, young dom for the dam. You only have to be jaded, not more than necessary. It's not so more caught a fire and hope on actual. I say, almost after Grand Bible said, Oma Homiapa, I say, Omo Rafu, I say, Omo Casaka. Say, I then a Moses name, a young hope on the Mosad fire, but never brave, and they come the end, it's come the envy. Almost a man annoying for the moment, a grand change. So you see, sir. A moon so and an hour for no born in Sweden, a dear witch. Now you can say, Bonnie, I can't hear you, passage me to Bonnie, I can't hear you, Bonnie, a dear woman. The uncle wants to be on tray, a quire or veteran at the boy for us, dear, and sound the same that. Which may area, which may you, which may so battery be in some debris, but the middle break crown, the uncle point in the past or anything. You said, Obi, a Christian here. But in your master, you know, whom you are going to be a and the Israel for your morning, I switch here, Eba almost so. Now, who point there? On your Obia or to me, Sebastian or so, Tribonia, on to me, Tribonia. So, what did he do? He aroused these snakes, which, you know, that these snakes, we are told that they are bound in the desert a lot. Snake, I mean, poisonous snakes. So, he asked yourself why that for a long time they were not attacked by these snakes. It's not that God miraculously brought these snakes up. There were snakes in the desert already. He just called them so that they would come and attack them. That's how God does his things. God is able to shut the mouth of, lions. You know, the time of Daniel. He's able to, the Lord Jesus Christ himself will speak to the storm and it stopped. Nature, creation is his. Only God can do that. So that we will show, ever fear that we will do anything, knowing that we are living a life of sin against Him, because He is never short of ways to punish sin. And so God aroused these snakes from wherever they were to come and attack them. This attack came after even 40 years of their journey. They have walked journey through the desert 40 years. They had never been attacked by any wild animal. But God called this to come and attack them. And then He stirred this animal so that they will bite them to die, to let them realize that they are ungrateful people, and that all that He has done for them, if they will continue to be ungrateful, then it's better they die. They are useless. That's what God tried to tell them. So that, no matter when God does that, then we come to our sense to realize that, yes, we are useless, and unless God Himself keep us, nothing, our ways and our opinions and our kind of wisdom we have will never fold in anything. The can say, Nyankopon a asotwe wɔ kwan brɔde twe nipa so no ɔfrɛfrɛ sa ɔwɔ yi a ɔmɔ poison aburo wɔ ɔmɔ ano paa mmom fi desert mu piepie yɛ ɔmɔbɛkekaeka wɔ mo na yɛka ne sɛ saa Israelfo no mɛtu akwantue fɔ 40 good years. Nyankopɔn abɔ mo ho ban fi saa mboa ho ne ade fi sɛ yɛnim sɛ yɛsɛ ɛhyerɛ so mboa wɔwɔ ɔmɔ ano aburo no wɔ hɔ paa na yɛka sɛ Nyankopɔn deɛ ɔno bɔ wiase. The Kaiser Daniel Mreno to me ma that and Jata Omano Krakata Momun Kanipa Oman Kano. Yes Christo Obasa says no make a such stress to chair a po the storm in the sea so that it becomes quiet. So we see that God is able to do anything, and we learn of this way of the way almost soon. This snake bite that brought death to the people of Israel. When we think of God, it was the poison that brought the death. And as I've said that, when we think of the analogy Jesus Christ did, He's referring to the sin that is in us. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56, the Bible tells us the sting of death is sin. The sting of death is sin. Why do we die? Because of sin. Why? So in us, we also have the poison of sin. Do we even think of that? There's poison in us. And our poison is something so deadly than that of the Jews. You see, the sin in us, that's the poison in us. We have poison. How do we get this poison in us? The Bible tells us we all inherited it from our fallen, our parents, the first parents, from their fallen nature. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, their body became sin. Sin came to live in them, and that sin in them, God cursed that sin. Because they have sinned, they will die. So they themselves, and same time the Bible calls us, he's the father of sin. He is the one who orchestrated this thing. So they were also somehow bitten. They got a bite from Satan, and because of he deceived them, and they got in his deception, and they sinned. So that bite brought sin into them, and then God, the Bible tells us, God punished the human race, so that whoever comes from Adam comes with poison of sin in him. And as I said, many people don't see. But if we be wise and consider, we will see that it's true. Why? Because from the day we are conceived in our mother's womb, mortality is stamped on us. We are dying creatures. I'm sure you know that unborn babies die. That also. Why do they die? It's because of sin. They have not done anything, but their nature is sinful. They say, they kind of say, born away, na, maybe, anybody bring me on, and anybody refuse to be a, and you know, and now, they kind of say, and kwa kwa yon wong wong mwushay yon kumu munu, o mwu den ti no mwu, boni ti no mwu. O mwu, o mwu bai, we are sin bai yon, but boni, we say, ye formi yon mami yon muna anu, ye de, ye wu atu ye so. Even when we are born into this world, the Bible tells us we are in a state of spiritual death. Morally, we are depraved. As we are growing up, all our natural traits and habits is full of sin. No one teaches a cat how to steal a fish. That's how we are. Nobody teaches us. You know, we learn from other sins, but from us begin to develop all sorts of sins. So we are depraved morally. So we are also deficient in holiness. So that whoever sins don't have holiness. Whoever sins is not a righteous person. Because it's the unrighteous that sins. So from our mother's womb, when we are born into this world, we are in a state of separation from God. God is holy. He's just and righteous. We are not. So from the womb, each one of us is separated from God. The air can say, Bonia, Adam, we are in that way. So the air, we are in that way. If you say, Akrakra, and I can say, make us say, Obiantre, and one is going to be an hour. And now, Samson, and you are, and the question is, you are born, in a star one year, see a muntino, a ba pepperia, the default. You need your top form of pepperium. In the amount, you need a ba conquoy and soa. You need conquoy. And see, sir, to be a mean, you need a good point at it. If you have a boy, a conquoy for, or a training for, a better than an answer. A better We cannot. We don't even desire to seek this God because His ways are different from us. He wants holiness, He wants righteousness, but we don't. Naturally, we don't. Look at the whole world. All the mess, the crimes, and the troubles in the world because of us. She we are seeing Munya knew how Patapani, when say, want you in here, have one year to you, Munya. If you say, yeah, Obia, Pesa, or Yedi Ope, or Pesa of Fat, Yankupo, Akwa. So we are separated from God naturally. Obibia sa wundi mo ni mo ba because but obia ni himself boni ti mo. Obia ni himself boni ti mo. Sa obeja tumo ni tumo. We are all separated from God from our birth. You remember what Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus? Nicodemus was a religious leader who has grown very well. His knowledge above the Bible, but he didn't know God. He was in a state of sin. So God told him. Jesus Christ told him. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said, how can it be? How is it possible? But Jesus Christ told him that it is possible. It is the work of the Spirit. If you have to be born again by the Spirit, that means that the old nature of sin, there should be something in us to counter it so that we can have a nature that will make us to have real life on this earth and also in eternity. So, our sins bring us under God's condemnation. Bonne e de ebesi nyankopon afebu ase. If you say Adam oyɛ bonne no, obuoma okɛse ɔmo, ɔtweɔma so, ɔde wo to ɔmo. Saa so na dɛ so. In Ezekiel 18:20, the Bible tells that the soul that sinned, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:20, nyankopon ka kyerɛ Israelfo, saa so ka kyerɛ sɛ, ɛkra bi a ɔyɛ bonne no, obewu. So each one of us, we have sinned before. Apart from our sins that we are born with, we have our own, personal sin. We have really engaged in ourselves. We know it. So the Bible tells us, so that sin, it shall die. So, if our sins are with us, we shall die. And this death is spiritual death, not physical death, per se. Spiritual death, and also eternal death, if we stay in that death. The soul that sin, it shall die. So think about that. Here am I. I'm a sinner. And the Bible says that I will die, not the physical death. In this life, I'm cut off from God. And I'll be cut off from God eternally. And that is true. How are you doing about it? What am I doing about it? That's the question. What are we doing about it? That's what we think. That's why we say that salvation should be the most important thing in everybody's life. But what do people do? We wake up, what we eat, what we wear, the work we do, the thing, the entertainment, enjoyment. Just right told us. That is the thing the Gentiles, that means the worldly people seek. If we want to get out of the world and become God's children, that should not be, we may seek those, but that should not be our paramount, things that we seek in life. But I said that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek ye first, because the kingdom of God and His righteousness gives those who come into a new life. Give those who come into it spiritual life, which will go against the curse that is on us, the condemnation of sin that is on us, That is what the kingdom of God in us is able to do for us. That's why Christ warned us that seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the meaning. Yes, Christ said, yes, we share as well in their kind. Now, see, we are the four dear. See, the umbe dear, the umbe share, the umbe no mumbe, and no mumbe. If we say, say, I'm going to share, she share, no day, and come back brain, and no day. I will for my brain, a bit my name, and who want to tell me about a bit of a boom, the hands of my dachi, see who are even as a part of the name. So, if we live in this world and sin, yes, all of us. We die. Do you know why even Christians die? Because we all have this mortal body. This mortal body might be sick of. That's what the Bible. The Bible tells us that when a Christian that he put off this body. That's what he come to put it off. That's why we die. If we become a Christian, this body will be shed off. Obviously, how snakes they shed off their skins. The old skins with time they shed it off. That's how we do. And they have fresh ones. So that when we die, we put this body off. But as sinners. While in this body they put it off, they will never have any good body again. They will have a body that will never die, but is subject to pain, suffering forever. That's the first sinners will have when they do not repent. And they die in their sin. That's why the Bible tells us, even if a sinner lives 100 years, he still cares. Bible says, the boyeni or trusting fear of a high nature cry, no man than a soul. That is it. If we live in sin and we die, so that is why sometimes some people think of, oh, I want more years, and oh, I wish you, Mr. Starting. And yet they don't think of how they stand before God. More years of sin. What's that? To live 100 years in a state of sin. What's that? How big will be your sins? How many will be your sins? You see, but people don't think of that. They think of longer years without God. It's a tragedy. Longer years in sin is a tragedy because your sins are heavy. And your punishment to be heavy. That's how the Bible tells us. So, while there's a physical death, we are serving physical death. Those who die in their sins, they are cut off from God eternally. Because when you die in your sin, you die in a state of spiritual death. That's what it means. If I come to die and my sins are not forgiving me, and my sins are with me, and I've not been given a new life, I die spiritually. And that spiritual death cuts me off from God. I'm separated from God. Okay, so the second thing we think in this passage, we learn that the remedy for sin is purely by God's grace. The argument for everyone will say, "Bonne, the ability to be bonne and answer so bonne, a bore and answer ne, no me, I don't know, hey, idea and nami and go pona don persua or dema." How is it? Look at verse 7-9. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpent from us." And Moses prayed for the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." So we see that though the people came to plead with Moses, yet it was God alone who procured the cure for them. So God alone, out of pure kindness, God will have said, "No, let my judgment continue." No, they have sinned. And you see the mercy of God, the kindness of God, when he saw their misery, how sin has brought them into this case, that snakes were biting them, he commanded Moses to hang this brass serpent on the pole for them. Now whoever looks on this is safe to live again. Doesn't even if he's about to die, even he's lifted up and look at it, his life come back to him. He told them that life is in his hand. He can do with whatever he pleases. How do you do with the phone in your hands? It's yours. You can make a call, go to the net, do whatever. That is how we're in the hand of. We are like some object in his hand. He does what he pleases. That's what the Bible tells us. Not even impersonally, they say that God does what he pleases in the nations of the world. He raises one nation, he crashes one nation down. In our personal life, some are brought up, some are crashed. Wow, that's how it is. God does what he pleases. But do people consider that? No, many people don't. They give it a chance. Well, I was fortunate. Well, I was not fortunate. That's sad. God is God who manages the things of this life. So, what the gracious provision God made for this people is the same, precisely in the same way with our salvation. We are defiled and poisoned with the sting of death. That is how we are. We are poisoned with sin. And we are dying creatures. We are even we have died spiritually already. But what does God do to us? The gospel, he gave the gospel of Jesus, the message of salvation, Jesus Christ. And this gospel points us to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who on the cross of Calvary finished sin. Who on the cross of Calvary took upon him all the punishment of sin. Who on the cross of Calvary took our curse and overcame death for us. When he was buried, he rose up again. So it's what Christ has done. On the cross of Calvary, when he was dying, he was undoing the curse that is upon us. He was dying to take away that curse from there. That is the promise that God gave to Adam and Eve. And also he said that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Yes, and then for the mother Adam and Eve, Mom, we are born in Bose, Obano, Neyem Bano, Betia, Owoni Tisu. And that's what Christ came to do. He overcame sin for us, he overcame Satan for us, and then he pitches for us salvation. So that he can tell us, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So that is what Jesus Christ meant when he said that word. He was here to go to Calvary. I tell people, if you anticipate that only through this that you'll be forgiven of your sin. If it's only through this, that's my going to the cross and dying for sin. If this is your hope, then there's sure cure for your sin. Not just living temporarily, there will be eternal life for you. So now the part that we look at, the bite of this serpent, as they were deadly, and anyone who is bitten can only be healed when he looks on this brass serpent. In the same way, faith in the cross of Jesus Christ. That is why it is sad when today people claim to preach the gospel, but they don't preach Christ. They preach the gospel of good works. They preach the gospel of, I don't know how to describe it. Some churches have been teaching children to speak in tongues, to experience the Holy Spirit. How can you experience the Holy Spirit when you are not saved? My youngest was there in the school, the friends would say, well, they said they should speak in tongues, that they have the Holy Spirit. What sad thing is it? To deceive children about their soul salvation. But that's what's happening. There was a young boy of my son in my class. He told me their mother, when they go to camp, they say that they should try to speak in tongues. How can they have the Spirit if they are not born again? They've not come to realize that Christ has died for them, and that their sins are forgiven them, and that they are willing to give their life to him and confess and cry to him. They don't care about this. They really don't even care about the Savior. And you tell them to pray for their spirit. That's the way of the devil. The devil, from the Garden of Eden, he deceived our first parents. Today he does the same. When he blinks, he blends the message of the gospel so that people cannot really think that except I come to Christ alone, there's no hope. They give people second chances. But there's no way. It's only in Christ that we have this redemption. It's only in Christ that this curse of sin, the poison of sin in us, can be removed. And by faith we come and we lift up our eyes to him. We lift up our heart to him and call on him to come to save us. But the contrast thing is that the life the people of Israel had was this temporal life again. But ours is eternal life. So you see the difference. Christ one is the greatest because he is the real one that we have to look up to. So that they have temporal life, we have eternal life in Christ. That's the greatest thing. That's why Christ is the Savior of the world. None of us. All the Old Testament things they did, the sacrifices and the washing and other things, we're all pointing to the Savior. He only can save us and truly bring our souls to God. Friend, have you gazed on the cross of Christ? Have you gazed, or are you gazing to the cross of Christ? You see, when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, there were many people who gave their reactions. Some were insulting him and all that. But then there were some, the centurion, the band of soldiers who went to crucify him. Look at what he and others with him said. In Matthew 27, verse 54, he said that now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquakes and the things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. These people may have heard before, because I'm sure even at the trial at Pilate, they asked him, is he the Son of God? And so they must have heard that Jesus Christ claimed to be the Son of God. And this man should die, and nature itself is in destruction. Nobody can know what is happening. They realize, yes, this is the Son of God. These people went to crucify him at the cross. When they look at the cross, they gaze at the cross of Calvary, and all that was happening. No, this is the Son of God. Whether they went on to believe or not, but at least they were made to realize this is the Son of God. Are you gazing? Yes, that is what we have to do. If we sincerely gaze on him, every unbeliever will change his mind. If any unbeliever should sit down and think of his sin, reflect on what Christ has done, you set your mind on Christ and think of what he has done, you will never remain the same in your sin. There will be some... Because when you gaze, it's not... The Spirit works in that. When we think of the cross of Christ, there's something supernatural that works along with it. It isn't just, well, I'm looking. No, I'm thinking about it. When we give our minds to it, the Spirit comes to us. Because that's the only way our darkness will be taken away. When people reflect on it, nobody can reflect on this and they'll be unaffected. Like the same Israelite who looked on the serpent of grass, they were healed immediately. So it is. When we think of Christ and we desire him to be our Savior, we want to repent of our sins and ask him to save us. And we give our minds to him. If we do it sincerely, we will never finish. So we are brought to realize that he's our Savior. That is true. God is faithful than you and I. God is God who is able to keep his promise. Again, do you think about how he suffered for your sin? Each one of us cannot deny that we are sinners. Would you too say, Yes, Christ, who are born? Now, if you want that, if you do, your eyes will one day be brought to tears. So, in request that we are, that will soon, if you say, but who said, and number one is something that not all bread, and number one is something that you drill, no, yeah, yeah, boo, no, yeah. I mean, he suffered all these things. You will come to tears. No one will look on, will think of what Christ did for us. And will still remain hardened if he does so sincerely. See, a year no one pray more. That it is because of our sins that cost him his life. You'll be ashamed of it. You'll come to realize that, in fact, I should be destroyed. I should be among those that will perish forever in hell. Because when you think of his pains and torment, you'll be tormented for your sins. You feel shame for your sins. But why people are not really able to come to that? Because they love their sin. Well, just receive me. Oh yes, but his heart is on the sins. No! If you give your heart to your sins, pray 1,000 times the sinner's prayer, you may claim to have some spiritual experience. It is never true. God will never save us if we do not go to Christ and ask him and yield our heart to him and tell him to save us. If we do so, then our repentance will be sincere. We can truly trust in him as our Savior. You see, the preaching of Peter at the day of Pentecost, of Christ, the Jews who crucified him, they were prayed in their heart. Look at what Peter's, when they heard the preaching that they have crucified the Holy One, the Son of God, and they are guilty, Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were prayed in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Yeah, you say you're born the same dream, you're born into the world. Then they were prayed, they were moved in their heart. But interestingly, many continue in this when they hear the same message. So which are you? Are you among those who are affected, who want to be affected by the message of Christ? Because let me read also Matthew 27, 38, 39, 41, 42. Look at the reaction of people at the cross. And they that passed by revived him, wagging their heads. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and the elders, said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Today, if you go to the social media, there are many people who have so many they ridicule the gospel on social media. Somebody will say some funny thing about the cause of sin in the Garden of Eden. Somebody will say some funny thing, and then just to make people feel that, well, it's just a nonsense. And people, and many young people, youth, and they read it and they think they are wise. Oh, even what the Bible is saying is not true. What a shame. That somebody should sit down. Somebody who have just lived maybe your old age, your age, whatever, bring some idea. And foolishly, you get up and you believe it. What a foolishness. This Bible has been there. How many years? Kingdoms, generations have come to read this Bible. It has changed the poor, the wise, kings, whatever. Different categories of people have been saved by the same message. And you, a young man, a young woman, you think of the gospel, people are going to make a joke of it, and you sit down and say, well, what they are saying is wise. What a foolishness. And we live in an age that people are just getting their life information from the internet. Everything, there are good messages, good information there, but when it comes to the Bible, except the person says what's in the Bible, it's never true. May the Lord help us, and may each one of you, if you have not lifted your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, come to Him, bring your sins, and confess them before Him. He said, He told Nicodemus, that is the purpose of His coming to this world, so that He will be lifted up on the cross of Calvary, so that each one of us who have been bitten by the poison of sin, death, may have life and have it more abundantly. May the Lord help us as we think on these things. Let's pray together.